Okay, we'll call this meeting to order and start with consent items. First item is minutes of the last meeting, which I know everybody should have seen. Are there any changes, additions, edits that appear to be required? If none, I need a motion to accept them as presented.
I'll move. Go ahead.
I'll make the motion.
Second by Ann, second by Colin. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that gets us into discussion items. First one, of course, is the ceremony, Memorial Day ceremony we just had. I got at least four comments from different people, including the mayor pro tem, that it was the best we ever had, and particularly loved the singing of taps. Several folks, Matthew, you said, didn't even know there were words to taps. But yeah, R and R and Clark's bro did a tremendous job. For that, so
it was really fun. Yeah. He said, "I don't think he knew the words."
Yeah, he had them on his phone. He pulled them up on his phone so he could sing. But the Admiral said it's one of the best he's ever been to, and you know, he's been to a bunch. So I thought, you know, it was good. And the fact that this was the first time we had a guest speaker was noticed. People noticed and liked it and thought that we were really doing a good job, you know, of doing our job, you know, making sure we remember folks. So that's, you know, all that's good. Anybody else have any input? Or?
I thought it came out really well. I got the same comments too about the taps. Mm-hmm. And
Clark, can we get him back?
I told him. I said
you might have a
amazing. I didn't know there were words. That's how kind of ignorant I was. And I said, you know, they won't book you back. And he said, I'll do it.
Twice a year.
At least once. At least once.
Had anybody else heard the words?
I'd heard the word before, yeah, but okay. I hadn't heard it. I hadn't heard it done at a ceremony like that, and I thought that was awesome. So,
I'm pretty proud of him. He's talented.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Are there any takeaways, lessons learned that we need to talk about? Think about. I have one in case y'all don't mention one. But go ahead. Anybody?
Not the Army Memorial Day, but the at the Pecan Grove Memorial Day, that they had a helicopter flyover, which was unique and impressive.
Was it Huey?
Yeah. Huey.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty great.
Well, they didn't know. That's the sheriff's doings.
Yeah, he said that's his.
Yeah, he's. We can get that. It's about $2,000.
Probably for fuel, huh? Yep. We can think about things like that down the road. The one thing that I would like for us to do in the future is have a little more organization and structure to the actual replay.
Yeah, that's.
I would like for us to sort of ceremonialize it or regiment it a little bit.
It's kind of awkward.
And that may require
practice.
Well, I think as long as we have the members involved, like we did, and you weren't there, but we got the members involved in actually walking up with the Gold Star families, and I think the right way to do it is sort of like you did. One of the board members, grabs hold of the wreath, and then you get one of the other families to walk with you. But we need to start out with them in one place and have the families take their places. And I'm not the one, I don't want to be making up the rules. You guys, we can figure it out. But, you know, and then when Colin gives the word, whoever the person is that's speaking gives the word, you know, place the wreaths, and then you go do it. This year was kind of hodgepodgey, people moving around, and nobody really knew what was going on. You finally did say something about placing the wreaths, and one of them was already placed, and the other one they moved a few feet. But we ought to figure out a way to, because I think it would add to the ceremony of the thing if it was organized, regimented.
And the when I went up and gave the yellow roses, there was one lady, fairly young lady, that just kind of wandered up there, and I wasn't going to question her, so I just gave her the rose. But I didn't. The way she acted and everything, it's almost like I don't think she's supposed to be. But it turns out that she was Mathis Ball. She was relative to Mathis Ball.
Okay.
And so,
yeah, and there's going to be stuff like that, because there's going to be some show up that you don't even know about.
Sure.
And I understand that. And, that's,
and I kind of felt like we didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Maybe what we do, I don't know if you did it this way. I know you always speak to some of them beforehand, say, you know, stand by even. It might be appropriate just to, when you get to the microphone, invite all Gold Star fans.
That's
any Gold Star members in attendance, please come forward.
You know, that's a good idea. Let's
and
do
just kind of divide them up in half and, you know, and then... Once you get them all up there, and if you want to give them a rose, that'd be the time to give them the rose, and then step up and say, please place the wreaths, and then you do it. So, let's think about that for the next one, just to, you know.
I had several people ask me where the horse was with the boots backwards. Right. That's kind of a crown.
It's a great memorial.
Never, I reached out to him, and I never heard back from him, so...
We'll keep them on the list because that is a good.
Yeah, people like that.
I think the lady who was the one who managed her Facebook account is no longer on that detail.
Is there a city organization, a PD? We can.
Sure.
I can ask.
SO, Sheriff's Department. Right?
Well, it's done in the Mounted Patrol.
It's McKinney Police Department. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is. My bad.
So
rather than go through whoever does their Facebook, we'll officially go through one of the chiefs over the Mounted Patrol.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea because it's worked in the past, but, you know, it didn't work this year.
I guess we would kind of be... is there any way to get that choir back?
Well, yeah, we do that only on...
only on Veterans Day.
Yeah, because they're in school.
And yeah, no kidding.
They're.
I had someone ask me
they're
about that.
Out or virtually out on Memorial Day. So.
Yeah, I had someone ask me about that, and I said I didn't know, but I didn't know you only had them on Veterans Day.
Yeah, it's two different.
We had talked about trying to have some special music, you know, besides your brother and your brother wound up being the best and easiest alternative. So that all worked out. But yeah, I think down the road if we could have a choral group, maybe not a whole choir, but at least a few folks to sing special music, that'd be great. So we can brainstorm that between now and the next.
Where did attendance fall? Do you think it was about the same?
I think it was about the same as last year.
Yeah, but compared to prior years, I think it's up. Mm-hmm. I think it's slowly.
It's getting, it grows a little, it seems like every year. Yeah.
So we just somehow.
Yeah, I think we probably were up because of that biker group. There was a bunch of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably what kicked us up a little.
I was going to say I was at Lowe's before and maybe the day after around Memorial Day, and there's veterans there in line I was talking to, and I always mention they don't pay. The overwhelming comment I get when I mention the memorial is they're unaware of it.
Right. That's my next agenda item. We're going to talk
about don't know about the event, and they don't know about
they don't know about the, most people don't know about
they
the park.
Those two things are probably big challenges for us to overcome to get awareness about this event.
Well, we're going
to
talk about that. So anything else about Memorial Day? This one? All right. Flora, if you'd make a note just to remind me one about between now and next, I guess, after Veterans Day, is to talk about how to organize the wreath laying particularly. And so we can talk about that again, make sure we don't forget about it. And the special
for the
music
new board?
Too.
For your new board?
Yeah.
You know what I think? I'm going to review on YouTube some wreath laying ceremonies like that they do in Arlington. Mm-hmm. Just maybe take notes on the process.
You never go wrong imitating Arlington.
Maybe try to mimic what they do.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to also take a little practice before. So we'll... That's a very good idea.
But you know, you probably practice would be that morning with whoever of us shows up. That's all the practice. The Gold Star Hound will follow
along. Just a
walk
through.
Okay, then we'll close out that discussion item, and that brings me to the next one, which is discuss the roles and functions of members for the ceremonies of the King Arms Service Memorial. My intent behind this agenda item is for all of us to talk about ways to get everyone on the board involved. with what's going on. Not that I mind being the MC, but we need to plan for the future and get some other people involved in all the things that go on. And the idea, of course, this time we're trying to get you guys with the reclaim, but we need to do other things during the ceremony itself, and then we need to do other things between the ceremonies to get everybody participating. You know, some people like just to come to the meeting and not do anything else, but you guys don't strike me as those kind of people. Everybody is willing to do something to further the mission here, so I want to talk about that and see if there are things that you guys think about that would make sense, and then I've got a suggestion after I hear you talk a little bit. So, any thoughts along those lines?
Well, I agree that I think we can provide more involvement in the ceremony and planning for the future, so I concur that I think there's additional support before and during the ceremony that's probably needed to share the burden.
And I don't look at it as a burden. Don't get me wrong. It's not a burden. What I would like to do is maybe think about having a different one of us during every segment of the ceremony. You know, walk up to the microphone and do something else. I don't give me anything else, but that's kind of what I had in mind. I was thinking about ways to get you guys all actively participating rather than sitting in a chair. You look great sitting in the chair. Don't get me wrong. But, I get the feel that it would be nice if all of you were participating at some higher level in the process.
Well, I think it goes beyond that. You know, it goes to the planning, right? Like mm-hmm. getting the bugler and mm-hmm. keynote. You two always do that, right? Mm-hmm. And as well as, you know, the ceremony itself.
Yeah.
And y'all are going to fall off before we do.
Right.
Right? And
right.
Just, and
that's
so kind of
where that's where I'm heading with this. You guys have to be able to pick this up.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a good thing, because otherwise then, you know, it might be the four of us or mm-hmm. whoever, and these guys that are younger, because then I'm right after you, and then everyone's like, uh-oh,
yeah.
What do we do? What do we call?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I put the spreadsheet together, and really, you know, we need to keep using that spreadsheet.
Right.
You can morph it into whatever you think, but it really keeps you on track and makes sure that, you know, when I hand it down to you guys, you'll have a track to run on. Mm-hmm. And we'll do the same thing with the brief leg and whatever else we do. So as we go forward, now that we're going to be talking about Veterans Day, be thinking about how we can divide this up and have, you know, all of you guys doing something. I want the people of McKinney to see all of the board active in the process. So be thinking about that. Now, that leads you to the next thing I wanted to sort of tie to that. And you guys touched on it already, because we talk to people all the time. In fact, Flora and I were at McKinney Serve last week, and we got the opportunity, of course, to tell the story over and over again to several people. And almost to a person, they didn't know we had a park and didn't know what it was. You know, I know you got that. I got that. So we've got to do something to tell our story a little better than we have up to this point. And now we're, what are we, 8 years into this thing as far as the park? Something like that. So, you know, at some point we've got to start doing that. And this group is as good as any I've seen to do that. And I want ideas on how you think we can do that. My idea is, let's get a 2-page or 3-page PowerPoint slide and go talk to the Rotary Club and the Kiwanis Club and the Lions Club at their monthly meeting at some point in the year, and let all those people know who we are, where the park is, what we do, what goes on there. I mean, we're talking a 5-minute talk. You know, here's what the park looks like, and here's where it is. And you know, Flora was telling me we're about to have some photographs taken.
Aerial photographer. So he's going to get a drone, and he'll have video and photography. So
we can make a nice slide or two on that. And I am certainly game for going out and talking to those people. And if any of you are, let's organize ourselves. And it's real easy to get on their calendar. They're always looking for people to talk to them. So all you got to do is say, hey, I'm available. I'd like to talk to you about what goes on, what the board does and what goes on there. And we come out with some nice photographs. Maybe even a video, if he's doing video.
Yes.
Just show a 1-minute video of the park and just say, here's who we are, and always look for our announcements on the city's website or whatever, Facebook. You can give them our Facebook address.
The Channel 5 video, mm-hmm. You can incorporate that.
Sure, that's a good idea.
And we have some others from prior years.
Video or?
News reports. I think we've had.
Last couple of years.
We had one for Bobby Younger, I believe.
They can ask communications what they
did
have.
We?
And can communications put something together for us? Like either a slideshow with a video in it or something like that? If we give them the material, see if they can just throw something down there. We can speak to it if we can show it. And even if we can't show it, we can hand out the slides.
Could the city do something like, did you know there's a Veterans Park? You know, and even the signage. You fly by, but there's two signs. Mm. And if you're not looking, because they're dark brown, and I know it's kind of like a historical marker thing, you don't know.
Yeah.
And it's literally right when you get a turn. So right. Maybe like a thousand feet back, like, hey. Mm-hmm. You know,
now that they built that other apartment complex.
You wouldn't even.
There's one on Custer that gives you a nice.
That's a good one. You get in there,
yeah.
I mean, I can tell you right now, when I leave, I can't get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, because they've got the
right
road.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
And we put that flag class up to be our billboard.
Can't see it.
No, you can't see it.
Yeah.
Would it make sense for me, and you probably know better now, you guys know better, would it make sense for me to go make 2 minutes of citizen comments in front of city council and plead for some better signage? Would that be any good?
The signage was regulated
DOTD.
So, I mean, you could start at the council level.
Even one on the 121 access road.
Correct.
Well, with Independent and all that moving mm-hmm. there, it's going to be well traveled. And that new hotel.
It's already well traveled. We just need a little, maybe move it a few feet to give people time to make that right turn.
We can do that at night.
Would it make sense to consult with the marketing department for the city and say, hey, we have this great park here,
how do we?
And there's no awareness, and we want to increase, give maybe some of their assistance.
What about
that? Would that be any?
What about?
But if I went to council and brought that up, maybe they would make those kind of.
What about if we encouraged other events there other than the ones we have? And what I mean by that is.
Things like Flag Day and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Just petition like Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Maybe, I don't know. Host a bachelorette. I mean, a baccalaureate. What do they call it?
Mm-hmm, baccalaureate.
I mean, who knows? Just have as many events focused there to bring about awareness. I mean, that's one. I don't know if that's such a good idea.
I think it is. We were one time in a little small town in Florida, and they had a Saturday morning farmer's market, and it was held in their little veterans park. And it's not as nice as this one, but we were just visitors who were out of town, and there were tons of local people there, and people were selling crafts and produce and all kinds of stuff. I bet a lot of people in that community knew about that park.
Yeah, and I think those kind of things bring about, it's kind of tucked away. And whatever we can do to encourage people, we don't just have to have two events there. We can try to brainstorm and come up with an idea to have other events there. It doesn't always have to be about the solemn kind of
true
process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that memorial creates an interesting little acoustic
mm-hmm.
thing for...
Yeah, it's for any kind of gathering.
Party on the park or
sure,
you know,
something.
But I guess we don't really have the infrastructure for all the electronics. That's mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say maybe like coffee and donuts,
yeah.
But I don't know that it would, you'd really have to market it because it would probably just be the residents of the apartments
mm-hmm.
that already know it's there showing up.
It would be something you'd have to kind of.
You could do it like they do coffee with the cops.
True.
And, you know, Starbucks, Hostel Center, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We just say, hey.
Tacos with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We could say, hey, you know, we'll bring the donuts and coffee.
Yeah.
Let's have it. Hopefully, it's a nice morning.
You know, there is a thought. Every Memorial Day, they have that carry the load.
Mm-hmm.
True.
What if we reach out to their organizers to see if we can have like a satellite version. Mm-hmm. I don't like to go down to Dallas for that thing.
But you're right. If they did one in McKinney, that would be the place.
But
we did another thing that I just thought of is you can do like they did at the downtown Veterans Memorial. They had a 5K run that started and ended there, and people had their tables set up, and
they
took off from there and wound up there.
They do a lot of 5Ks and Great Rest right in there.
Because what was it? Was Veterans or Memorial Day? One time they had all the roads shut down.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They have done.
Well, we don't have to do it. We can do it in the fall, just benefiting the park,
just to bring awareness.
Right. Circle around there.
People will pay $20 a head to go run 5K, and
I'll
the park could benefit. Yeah.
Sure.
Especially to do it. Those are good ideas.
Or what about using it as a photographic venue, you know, like seniors in high school who are having their photos taken, mm-hmm. like ROTC kids?
Especially ROTC kids.
Yeah. Prom photos, I don't know about prom photos, but seniors.
So how do we do all these ideas without just talking about it? How do we put
market.
Them into action?
Can we
reach out to civic organizations? And
we probably need some support from some other organizations.
And that goes back to his video going around and talking to people.
Yeah, I think we take it into the schools, we take it into the civic organizations, we take it to the veterans organizations.
You know, another thing, there are a lot of veterans who are older, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking of some of, I don't want to call them nursing homes, I'm not talking about the memory care places, but for people that are older, like independent living places.
Sure.
For people who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s.
Senior living,
mm-hmm. exactly. A lot
well,
of
they're still
are.
Active, but they're...
Yes, and a lot of those people are veterans.
You could host a senior day at the memorial mm-hmm. and have kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of just thinking off the top of my head. That's a great idea.
I bet they'd send a bus. A lot of those people
send
buses.
Yeah,
buses
everywhere.
And they're always looking for activities.
If you had a... like a little three-piece band playing music, country music or bluegrass or something like that.
I'm sure we could get
they would bus them over there.
Huh? RD.
Yeah.
You know, he's got
so maybe the course of action we should take is to develop the video and slide presentation and make Beat the Pavement the old-fashioned way and go around to all these, you know, civic and, mm-hmm. and you know, Lions Club, all these things. And maybe that would take care of itself. Maybe we wouldn't have to try to encourage anything to be there just by going out and letting them know it's there, and then we are encouraging them to use it for other things like 5Ks and all that. Maybe that's enough. Maybe just going around and showing the video is enough, do you think?
Well, it's a start.
It's done, you're going to get naturally more people to show up.
You would think it's a start.
So what I've done, I don't know why it's Home Depot and Lowe's where I always run into a veteran, because I love to work there and I share a conversation where I'm not as crisp in the delivery of it. It's right there, I want to tell you where it's at, what it is, and when we're doing something. Mm-hmm. If I had a card, mm-hmm. and I know we got the coins, we can't do that for
right.
everybody, but a card would be helpful. I wish I had a card in my pocket to hand to that veteran. I've had it a dozen times happen mm-hmm. where I've tried to tell them about the place and I'm not sure if I'm you know, I don't remember the streets. I've tried to describe Craig Ranch, where the big apartment complex is, if I can help them.
Would you be willing to try to put one together for us to edit? Put the information on there, and then next month we can sit down and play with it.
What would be cool is if you turn that card over, and you know how it's got the scan thing on it?
The QR.
The QR, you could put that on the back of it. They could scan it, and the little website would come up, or the
Facebook page.
Yeah,
the Facebook page. Yeah, eventually, you know, one of the little itself, and then
I bet we could produce that
to help us.
We'll take a stab at it if you wouldn't mind, and let's come back next month and see if we can edit it into something we can produce. That'd be a good idea. Now, I've got written down civic clubs, schools, ROTC, JROTC, veterans organizations, and senior centers. I'm certainly willing to start making that circle. Anybody else willing to make that circle?
I will.
Matthew, okay. So we got plenty of folks. And how about you and I? Let's make the list of all of these places. That, you know, let's Google them and see if we can come up with ever how many it comes up to. Now, the senior centers might be tough because I don't know. Yeah, I guess you can Google that and maybe find a few around. Well, let's stick with McKinney for now.
We can contact communications and marketing. Then we already have a list.
Okay.
Service College.
Perfect.
That would be great.
And then, we'll just start contacting them and we'll start making appointments. And we'll get a calendar put together, and whichever one of us can fill a certain date,
sure,
we'll just publish it out there, and we'll start hitting that.
You could, of course, put it on the little zip drive, mm-hmm, and give it to each member.
Exactly.
And then, in my experience, I've done this in my job. I just call them and, get on a calendar, mm-hmm, and be keynote.
That's all you do.
Either just
part of the announcements.
Yeah, part of the announcements. Yes.
That's what we do. So can you check with, mm-hmm, communications and see what they can come up with? And if they can't, then we'll go back to square one and figure out a way to get one done.
Okay.
But hopefully they can do it. Mm-hmm. And you'll understand what we're trying to do here. Ready to just tell people who we are, what we do,
right,
and where
you
the
want
park is.
Video or photos, yeah, that you can incorporate into, right, a slide. You want to do the slide, the presentation on your own, right? Or do you want them to do everything? Or just send you video and photos?
How about if I email you sort of what we, just the topics of what we need, and have them come up with the graphics?
Okay.
Because they've got it all anyway, huh?
Yeah, they have a department below. They can do videos.
And then we can encourage them to have events out there, mm-hmm, prompt them to think about doing something out there, just to create awareness of, whatever.
And we should talk to the scouts. They could go out there and have Eagle Scout ceremonies and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it that people probably don't know that, that it's a place that we want to be used that way? Is it that, this is solid and needs something, mm-hmm, else and not available, perhaps? I think maybe.
There may be some of that.
I think some of the old timers would not like the idea of an entertainment venue. But, we just need to be. We just need to raise the awareness
that
people.
That's what that would be my answer to those people. That if they have trouble with the fact that we're having parties out there, we're remembering these guys on the wall, and we're showing people that it's here so they can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come back to our ceremony.
There's also sections of the park.
Mm-hmm.
There's the memorial.
Yeah.
There's the Gold Star Memorial. Correct. And then what the Flag Plaza, which is more of a prideful. And if they, mm-hmm, said something, that's where we push.
Yeah.
The party section towards,
Right. Yeah.
So you're thinking something like movies in the park or concert series?
Yeah, that may be the reverence of the park may not permit that, like a movie night. But, Cub Scouts and Scouts, Boy Scouts, they're doing flag events all the time and, mm-hmm, doing very procedural things. And, they can put those events on there. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about an awards event. For Little League baseball, the teams could show up there. They could salute the flag. They could give out the trophies. There's so many things that you can do there that is very respectful.
Yeah, in an honorable
way. Movie night. I don't know. That's a good suggestion, but I don't know that the site would permit that. But
I have. The idea of the senior centers, because like you say, there's a lot of veterans that are there, and that would be an opportunity for them to do transportation to the park, so maybe they'd come back for one of the ceremonies. And the idea of entertainment doesn't bother me as long as we're being respectful and
correct,
showing people that this is the park.
Yeah, I think anybody who had an event out there, of course, I'm sure they would be very tactful. Just because of their surroundings.
Yeah, I think so too.
If someone has to go to, they have to have a permit because it's the city and probably involved in size perspective.
But there's no cost for them, right? I think that's a selling point too.
Yeah,
there won't be any cost.
Yeah, I would think an Eagle Scout ceremony something after one of those flags would be awesome.
Sure, it's beautiful. It's a great place to take pictures, like you brought up. And I think once we encourage awareness and we go around to these different organizations, I think the dominoes will kind of fall. And as more and more people know about it, I think I don't think our efforts will be lost on the community. And I think more and more people will plan to go out there for whatever reason. And before we know it, it'll just be an event that
Okay, you get all these organizations we go talk to, make sure they like our Facebook page so that they get stuff from us when we put it on there.
You know, there is a third event we might want to consider having, and that is, I think it's in September or October. There's Gold Star Mother's Day.
Perfect place to have
that.
We're one of only three in the state of Texas that have a memorial.
Maybe media coverage on that.
Let me research into that and see if we can host, create an event that weekend for Gold Star families.
It's Gold Star Mother's Day, you said?
It's Gold, yeah, I think it's in September.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay, so Ann, you think you can do it in a couple of weeks? Or
give it a shot.
Okay.
Or at least get started with it.
So I'll email you here in a couple of weeks and we'll see what we have together. And then by the time we meet again as a group, we'll have to kind of chart it out. We'll know when their meeting days are.
Or we could divide it.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of reinventing the same wheel, both of us.
Okay.
I'm sure we have contact.
Perfect. I bet you do.
They shoot out email blasts to service organizations and clubs to let them know of city events.
Awesome.
That Fitzgerald.
Memorial Day.
The one.
Veterans Day. There's just a lot of people.
So you're saying they already go out to the civic organizations? Okay.
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
And then Serve McKinney, we just were there. That Fitzgerald's the one that invited all these people to speak, so I can get you her contact information.
Okay. Perfect. All right, well, we have a few homework items. We'll get them done before next meeting, and then we'll compare notes and see what our next steps will be. But I think we're on the right track with that. Is there anything else? Don't cut us off. Okay. No citizen comments tonight. Any board or commissioner comments? Any commissioners here? No. Any board comments?
We've got one new name that will... I'll present and we vote on next month. Possibly two. I'm not sure about the second one yet, but both of them unfortunately are recent.
Okay, well, make sure that's on the agenda for next month. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, I'll take a motion, entertain a motion to adjourn.
I second.
He'll move it. He'll second.
No, okay,
all those in favor?
Aye.
And we are adjourned. Thank you.
So you're meeting in July.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. We're gonna meet in July. Well, we have stuff to meet about now.
But is the whole
Wednesday, second.
Well, it is
the second.
It's always the second.
Is it?
Yeah. It's the second Wednesday.
It always falls
that way.
I'll talk to Ron and get you
there.
Thanks for your input. I think you got some good stuff, some good ideas.
I thought maybe that's what you were
talking about. No, this is...